Hello and welcome to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark for Friday Night Baseball, Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between two Highway 99 foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 74-49 overall. The Grizzlies, a minor league best 38-19 in the second half. The Grizzlies have won two of the first three games of this series. They hold just a two-game lead over the Modesto Nuts in the California League North Division half second standings. The Grizzlies, despite them taking two of the first three games of the series, they still have to keep winning because Modesto is on a 10-game winning streak as of tonight. And the Grizzlies trying to get to the postseason for the third straight year and a matchup with the San Jose Giants in the divisional round. While the Visalia Rawhide, they come in with a record of 48-75. They are 25-32 overall. The Rawhide still an outside chance to make the postseason in the South Division. They are six games back in the second half behind Inland Empire, who takes on Modesto this evening. So both these teams will keep an eye on that matchup. But the Grizzlies last night, a comeback clause win. They won 8-4 in 10 innings Thursday night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 19th comeback clause victory in the 7th inning or later. Another extra innings win for Fresno. The Grizzlies, they are now 51-23 in their last 74 contests. That's a .689 winning percentage. The Grizzlies now 41-10 all time against the Rawhide. The Grizzlies trying to get back again and win another game this evening. Last night, Bryant Betancourt, a game-tying two-run homer in the eighth inning, and then Fresno scoring six runs. They batted around in the top of the 10th inning. It was Cole Carrig, the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter, the first grand slam of the season for Fresno. It took 92 homers and 123 games for the first grand slam to be hit. Carrig's grand slam was all Fresno needed as they held on 8-4 last night to defeat the Visalia Rawhide. Another great outing as well for the Grizzlies pitching staff. Connor Stain tying his career high with six innings of work. Kay Denton, two scoreless innings in his Fresno debut. Carson Skipper wrapping up the game with another two innings of work. Besides Carrig and Betancourt as well, who both homered in the game, Luis Mendez had two hits as well in the cleanup spot, and the Grizzlies now looking for three straight wins and three of four to start this series. We have a great pitching matchup as well this evening. Fresno gives the ball to left-hander Caleb Franzen. It's a Franzen Friday, a 3-5 record, a 4.50 ERA. Franzen, one of the most consistent starters in the Grizzlies' rotation. While on the other side, Visalia give the ball to right-hander Wyatt Wendell, a 4-9 record, a 5.36 ERA. Wendell, this is his second time facing the Grizzlies, and he will look to give the Rawhide their second win in four games of this week. The Grizzlies, just a couple games remaining in the 2023 regular season, as we are here in September, and the Grizzlies trying to get to the postseason for the third straight year. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the Rawhide broadcaster, Jill Guerin, and we talked a little bit of everything, where her upbringing was and where her love for baseball started. We also talked a little bit about her connections here in the California League, including pitching coach Tyler Mark for Visalia. We also talked about her Major League debut last year with the Arizona Diamondbacks and how she is one of the main broadcasters in baseball. She is one of the first female broadcasters, not only in Diamondbacks history, but also in minor league baseball history as well. So Jill Guerin is our pregame guest. When we come back right after this break, we'll have that interview with her. We're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Friday Night Baseball in Visalia, bring in Rawhide broadcast Jill Guerin. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Of course, absolutely.
First question I have for you. So where did your love for baseball start? And talk a little bit about your upbringing as well.
Right, so I think they go hand in hand. I grew up playing baseball, made the transition to softball when I was 8 years old. The running joke goes is my dad really wanted a boy and he had me for an only child, but he does not like that quote. I keep telling it anyway. He played basketball in school and just really instilled a love for sport for me, and baseball and softball was the sport I decided to keep playing throughout my life. I played it in college, and then it just made sense that I would work in it as well.
I heard a rumor that you got your first scorebook when you were 7 years old. Is that correct?
Right. So my dad and I, we would always go to the ballpark together, and the way that I would stay involved in the game is keeping score. It's what my dad did with his dad. It's what I do with my dad now. So we would always keep score, and honestly, it made me appreciate the game of baseball that much more. You understood the strategy, and it was how I learned the game of baseball, too, because it is pretty complicated, to be honest.
No kidding. So when you were growing up, did you have any players or maybe broadcasters that you idolized a little bit?
So it's funny. Being a former athlete, I definitely watched the game more as an athlete than as a broadcaster, where I didn't grow up thinking, oh, I want to be just like this broadcaster. I viewed it as, how can I play my game this way? So the big player that I loved, of course, David Ortiz. I was a Red Sox fan growing up.
Yep.
Pedro Martinez, I thought he was so funny. In fact, when I was really young, instead of saying, are the Red Sox playing, I would say, is Pedro playing? And then four broadcasters going in the same route with the Red Sox. It was Don Orsello and Jerry Remy. I'd have the NESN broadcast up while I was doing homework.
Oh, yeah, and then I actually heard you had some connections with them as well when you first got your start in broadcasting. But you were at Emerson when that happened. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. So I went to school at Emerson College for 4 years, played softball there all 4 years. And the big internship that really propelled my career was the Red Sox internship in 2018. I worked for their radio booth, Tim Neverett and Joe Castiglione, the voices of the Red Sox at the time. So, you know, the best internship you could possibly have as a player, as a wannabe broadcaster. It was a lot of fun. To be able to be there for the Red Sox World Series championship, of course, was the cherry on top.
Do you remember the first game you ever broadcasted?
That was bad. It was not a good broadcast. It was the Nashua Silver Knights. This is for play-by-play. The Nashua Silver Knights, a summer collegiate team in Nashua, New Hampshire. And I just did it, and my mom texted me saying, "What are you even good at it? We don't even know if you're good at this." And I said, "Well, we're going to find out, Mom." So it was probably not my best broadcast, but it was a lot of fun and made me realize, okay, I do enjoy doing this.
West Coast, East Coast, back to the West Coast, join the Rawhide. How have you enjoyed your time in Visalia?
I've really grown to love this area of the Central Valley. It's, of course, I'm from the Los Angeles area, but you don't really know a lot about the Central Valley when you're from a big city. So being able to learn what this community means has been a really fun learning experience. And quite frankly, I've had some very important years here. I moved here when I was 22, and I'm 27 now. There's been a lot of growing up in the last 5 years, and I really will always appreciate my time in Visalia.
Also, time calling championship games. Do you remember that season as well?
Of course. I mean, I was definitely spoiled first year in broadcasting, being the main broadcaster, and we were Cal League champions and just playing good at baseball, really good at baseball. So it was definitely one of the highlights of my career, and I still think the championship walk-off call is my best call ever.
Well, yeah, a couple years now down the line, you've seen a lot of changes with Visalia, changes of level, changes of players, changes of a little bit of everything in baseball. What has been the biggest adjustment for you over the past couple of seasons?
I think dealing with the youth of this team, not only are these guys getting younger, I'm getting older, where some of them are calling me Mama Jill or Mama Oso in Spanish, which means Mom or Mother Bear. So that's definitely been a little bit different for me, where I'm seeing these guys make mistakes and I get frustrated as, again, a former athlete. And then I remember, all right, these guys are sophomores in college. That's the age that these guys are. So I have to kind of remind myself of that. But it's been a fun transition to be able to see these guys in their first year of their professional career and just see the raw talent that they have. And then I've been here long enough where I see these guys in the majors now. Alec Thomas, Geraldo Perdomo, they were here my first year. So to be able to see them make it is just amazing. I can't even describe the feeling.
Speaking of majors, you had an opportunity last year, almost now at the year anniversary. Talk about when you found out that you're going to make your major league debut.
It was a surreal moment. I don't think I realized it was really going to happen. When I first met the VP of broadcasting for the Diamondbacks a year prior to that, he mentioned, oh, I'd love to have you come up for a game. And I'm thinking, he means a mock broadcast. Okay. And he said, no, I want to get you on air. And again, I'm thinking, okay, he's just being nice, whatever, not a big deal. We kept communicating throughout the season. He said, look, our main broadcaster is not traveling due to health reasons. We have a doubleheader in LA, your hometown. Like, how would you like to come do some innings? I said, absolutely, yes, I'll be there. And it was a whirlwind of a day.
Yeah, you get to be at home, kind of in front of family and friends as well, too. And you got to call a home run in your innings as well. But what was your favorite but also hardest part about that moment in the big leagues?
I think my favorite moment was literally the first pitch was a home run. I mean, that's just spectacular, yeah. Right? It's apparently broadcasters can get a home run in their debut too, right? So it was a lot of fun, and it kind of helped settle me, reminding myself, okay, this is baseball. You've done thousands of games. Just go have fun. Yeah. I think the most difficult part was coming into the game halfway through. I came in for the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, and it was my first time as a play-by-play having an analyst. I've never had that before because we do this by ourselves. Yeah. So that was different, but Candiotti really helped me out. He's so smart. He's so good. I've met him before. So it was a pretty seamless transition, but I think I'm excited for the next challenge of, you know, 9 innings of big league play-by-play, and I'm excited for whenever that comes up.
Being the first female broadcaster for the Diamondbacks, but also making strides here in minor league baseball, how amazing is it that you could be one of the four front runners in when it comes to changing what this whole experience is like in minor league baseball for female broadcasters?
It means a lot. I think at first I was almost upset with having that burden, where why is this so late in the world that this is happening? Why do I have to deal with this? But at the end of the day, I'm happy that it's me. There's a little bit of pride with it, you know, being able to be one of the first women to do this ever. So being able to make the change, and I'm seeing the change already. There are some younger women coming through, not only in broadcasting, but in baseball in general. There's coaches everywhere that are women in baseball now. So it's fantastic to see just the world opening up their minds a little bit more.
Let's talk about coaches as well, too. One of the Visalia coaches you actually know really well in Tyler Mark, the pitching coach.
Yes, T-Mark. So we know each other from high school. We didn't play against each other or anything, but from the same area. He's 2 years older than me, like knew of each other type of thing. And then he played here in 2019, and we kept in touch. He had come to be a Rover a few times. He was in the Dominican Summer League last year, and now he's our pitching coach.
A whirlwind of emotions when it comes to that. But another connection here in the California League is TQ in Modesto.
Yes.
I know we don't like the Modesto Nuts right now if you're a Grizzlies fan, but you have a connection with TQ as well.
Yep, so TQ, he's the same year as me. We both went to Emerson. He played baseball there. I recommended him for the job in Modesto, actually, and I'm so happy that he's there. One of the nicest guys. He's one of the few guys from the baseball team that I'm still in touch with, so that means something.
You know, and it's baseball is a whirlwind, but what can fans expect from Joe Guerin in the future, and what can Diamondbacks expect from you in the future as well?
I don't know. This is year 5 for me in Visalia. Everyone's always saying that they're looking to move up, and I feel like I've hit my point of being ready to move on to something bigger and better. But no matter what it is, you can always expect me to just be excited to be a part of baseball. You know, I told you yesterday this, Steven, that for me, it's not broadcaster bus, it's baseballer bus, where I want to be involved in this sport somehow, some way, and being able to get to know these guys on a personal level, not just these players, their families, their friends, their girlfriends, wives. I need to feel like I'm a part of a team. That's who I am, and I'm excited to keep that going.
Well, baseball is lucky to have you, Jill. Thanks for taking time on this interview.
Thanks, Steven.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. here at Valley Strong Ballpark for Friday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. The Grizzlies just visiting for the week, and they are looking to take three of the first four games of this series. A big thank you to Jill Guerin for joining us on the pregame show, the Visalia Rawhide broadcaster, who has now called games for the Arizona Diamondbacks and is a very good friend of ours, and we're so grateful that she could join us on the pregame show. A big thank you to Jill Guerin. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups as the Rawhide take the field. Leading off will be the Fresno Grizzlies. They are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, 74-49 overall, 38-19 in the second half under manager Steve Solis. His Toyota lineup will have catcher Cole Carrig leading things off, followed by the third baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Aiden Longwell, the first baseman, he bats third. Batting fourth at shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting fifth at DH, number 3, Brian Betancourt. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Jake Snyder. And on the bump for the Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. It's now time for the national anthem.
Of colors. Colors are being presented by the Porterville Military Academy under the command of Sergeant Villon. Please welcome Jackson Bowen, Andrew Donkey, Jacobin Tindall, Jonathan Witherspoon, Ronald Cruz, Delaney Jose, and Brian Miranda. Please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America, sung by Isabella Casso.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaked. Our kids rock our rebels bursting still there. Oh, say doth that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
A great job for the national anthem singer to get through some technical difficulties, but we are ready for baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark as the color guard will leave the field right now here in Visalia. And we'll be getting going here momentarily.
Thank you, Porterville Military Academy.
as we are ready for baseball. Friday night baseball between the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide. Glad you could tune in however you're listening and wherever you're listening. You're listening to the Grizzlies on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 4 of 6 between Highway 99 foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Your Grizzlies, once again, their starting lineup, 74-49 overall, 38-19 in the second half. The Grizzlies, managed by Steve Solis. His Toyota starting lineup will be Cole Carrig leading off. He does the catching. Skylar Messenger will bat second. He's at third base. Batting third, the first baseman, Aiden Longwell. Batting fourth at shortstop, number four, Dion Jorge. Batting fifth, one of the heroes last night, DH, number three, Brian Betancourt. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Andy Perez, he will bat seventh at second base. Jesus Bugarin, the center fielder, he hits eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies will be the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. For the Rawhide, they're 48-75 overall, 25-32 in the second half. They're the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. D. Garner, their manager, has this lineup. DH will be Drew Jones leading things off. The shortstop, number 10, Yancel Luis, will bat second. Left fielder Christian Robinson, he will hit third. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, number 7, Jose Fernandez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 25, Jackson Feltner. Batting sixth in right field, Johan Benitez. Batting seventh at second base, number 8, Christopher Torin. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 27, Jeremiah Boyd. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 5, Brett Johnson. So Terrain hits 7th, Boyd 8th, Johnson 9th, and on the bump for Visalia, the right-hander number 39, Wyatt Wendell, a 4-9 record, a 5.36 ERA as we get set for first pitch this evening. Nice crowd on hand, and the Grizzlies looking to take the first 3 of 4 in this series. Last night's hero, Cole Carrig, will lead things off. Carrig, a grand slam in the 10th inning last night. The switch hitting number 11 prospect in the Rockies system. Here comes the first pitch of tonight's game. And it is outside and we are underway at 6:37 p.m. It's a count of 1-0 to Cole Carrig. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander in Wendell. And that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1. 90 degrees here at first pitch. You can tell the difference this evening. Clear skies, 6-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. Here comes the 1-1, and that is in the dirt. Count now at 2-1. 6-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. We've had some very nice weather this series. A little bit warm the past couple of nights, but this weekend should be picture perfect. Here's the 2-1, and Carrig, ground ball foul. Count now at 2-2. Home plate umpires Jared Dwyerson, over on the bases Tim Barreras. We've seen this crew a bunch this year. Jared Dwyerson, very good strike zone behind the plate. Count at 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Wendell, or from Wendell, and it's fouled off of Carrig. Count remains at 2-2. The Grizzlies wearing their gray jerseys. Fresno run across the front in black and red font. They have the red numbers on the back as Carrig takes his time trying to stretch out after taking that foul ball off of him. They have the black cap, the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that black cap. As here comes the 2-2 to Cole Carrig. And Carrig ground ball softly and it goes foul towards the first baseman in Feltner, and we'll do it again. Visalia, they're wearing their home whites. They have Rawhide written across the front of them, black caps with a black bill as well. They have the V logo on top of their black caps. We've seen these jerseys a few times for both teams. Here comes the 2-2 to Carrig once again. And Carrig takes it in the dirt. The count now at 3-2. Carrig has a lot of walks in this series. Uncharacteristic of him. A very aggressive hitter, but has been very, very careful looking for his pitch this series. Let's see if he gets one here on 3-2. Here comes the pitch. And Carrig takes it outside. Ball 4, a leadoff walk. And that is how the Grizzlies offense will start their contest. Carrig, he had one walk as his career high coming into Fresno. On Tuesday night, one walk. On Wednesday night, one walk. Last night, one walk. And he's walked already tonight, so four walks in this series for Carrig. As here comes Skyler Messenger. Leads the California League with 73 RBI. Here's the first pitch. And Messenger takes it inside. The count at one ball and no strikes. Skyler Messenger batting 267 and 859 OPS. Messenger 16 homers on this current active roster for Fresno, the most on the team. Ryan Ritter had 18 before his promotion, as that is inside. The count at 2-0. Messenger a very hard worker, not only in the weight room, but also when working on his reps at the dish. Good fielder as well. He's at third base this evening. Here comes the 2-0 to Messenger. And Messenger swing and fouls it off. The count now at two balls and one strike. Skyler Messenger, he was born in Boulder, Colorado, went to Niwot High School. Very close to Coors Field, where he could be playing pro ball in a couple years. Drafted by his hometown team. Here comes the 2-1. And a check on Carrig. He's back safely. Carrig, since joining Fresno, six stolen bases. And he has not been caught once. He'll lead off once again. Count 2-1 to Skyler Messenger. Great power as well. Here comes the 2-1. And that is fouled off. The count now at 2-2. Carrig was off on the play. I wonder if it was a hit and run that the Grizzlies put on right there. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes here in the top of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Here comes the 2-2 to Messenger. And it is called strike three, and he is out. A breaking ball, and Messenger down on strikes. First out of the inning, as here comes the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Great pitch from Wendell, and Messenger caught looking. Was a little bit outside, but Messenger did not go after as the count to Aiden Longwell now. Longwell just joining the Grizzlies. One of a couple transactions on Tuesday. Here's the pitch, and Longwell, line drive, base hit to right field. His second hit with the Grizzlies. Carrig will stop at second, and he will rush back to the base as he's there. Carrig still limping a little bit. Something is not right with Carrig at second base. He is hobbling up and down after making that turn. So Carrig at second. Longwell a single out to right field. First hit for Fresno. Now runners at first and second with one out for Dion Jorge, the number 7 prospect in the Rockies system. Jorge, 22 RBI, still looking for his first Fresno homer. Here comes the pitch, and he takes it inside. The count at 1-0. Fresno putting some pressure on Visalia early. Runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Friday night baseball. Here comes the 1-0 to Jorge, and a check on Carrig. And Wendell does not throw the ball. Carrig, great speed, very aggressive on the base pass. We've already said so. But that foul ball that he took off his leg, he is still hobbling a little bit. We'll see if it's going to affect him later on in the game. As here comes the 1-0 to Jorge. There goes the runners. The throw to third is offline. But the tag is nicely made by Fernandez. And Carrig is out. First caught stealing that Carrig has had. It goes 2-5 on the caught stealing. Longwell gets to second, though, on the double steal. The count now at 1-1. The throw by Boyd was offline, but the third baseman Fernandez applying the tag perfectly. And that is the second out of the inning. So now a runner at second here with two outs. Here comes the pitch to Jorge. And Jorge flies one foul, and the count remains now at 1-2. Dion Jorge, only 20 years old from Havana, Cuba. Could be with the Grizzlies next year, but a very talented infielder. Still learning the lower levels of the Rocky system. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lanky infielder. Jorge has dominated every step of his journey so far in the Rocky system. A little bit of some growing pains here in Fresno. Jorge batting 298, a 695 OPS. Yes, here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off. Jorge right on that pitch right there. Jorge signed in 2022 as an international undrafted free agent out of Cuba. Signed for $2.8 million. Has had comparisons to former White Sox infielder Alexi Ramirez due to his stature and his ability in the field. Here's the 2-2, and that is in the dirt. Nice stop there from Boyd. Count now full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at second with 2 outs. Deion Jorge trying to continue the inning. Brian Betancourt awaits on deck. Deion Jorge ready once again against Wyatt Wendell. Wendell was number 39 on the back of his white jersey. Here's the 3-2, and it is high ball 4, and Jorge draws the walk. So now runners at first and second with 2 outs, and here is Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt last night had one of the longest and hardest hit home runs we have seen this season. In the 8th inning last night, Betancourt on a 3-1 pitch clobbered a 2-run homer to right field. It hit off the scoreboard at 100 miles per hour. The home run tied the game up. Fresno would eventually win the game for a comeback clause victory. And Betancourt, who now has 4 homers this year, has 3 over his past week and a half. And talking to hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, Betancourt right now is so confident that he wants to hit every single chance that he can. Betancourt not playing every day, of course, because being a catcher, first baseman, you got to give some opportunities to some other guys as well. But Betancourt has made the most of those opportunities. Betancourt, 11 homers last year in the DSL. We were wondering when the power was going to show here in Fresno, and it has been unleashed here in the second half. Betancourt batting 249. He has 56 RBIs. Jorge takes a big lead at first. Here comes the pitch. And Betancourt takes it low, the count at 1-0. And working Wendell, who's already up to 21 pitches here in the first inning. Brian Betancourt, 19 years old, runners at first and second with 2 outs. Here comes the 1-0. And Betancourt fouls it off, the count now at 1-1. Good pitch right there from the righty and Wendell. So 1 ball, 1 strike. Jared Dwersin, the home plate umpire. Tim Barreras on the bases. Here comes the 1-1 to Betancourt. And it is inside, and it bounces. And what a stop from Boyd, the catcher. We have seen him make a couple great plays on a pitch in the dirt. Jeremiah Boyd signed as an undrafted free agent. It's a count at 2-1, making some big stops right there. There comes the 2-1 now to Brian Betancourt. And it's way outside. Count at 3-1. Wendell already 2 walks this inning. The Grizzlies, who are very aggressive as a team overall, taking a lot of pitches here, looking for their pitch. And Betancourt back to a 3-1 count. We know what he's capable of doing in these counts. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch to Betancourt. And it's outside, ball 4. Longwell up to third, Jorge to second, Betancourt draws the walk. So now the bases are loaded, there are 2 outs, and it's Daniel Amaral. Amaral, the right fielder, wears number 25 on the back of his gray jersey. And the bases are loaded, and if Cole Carrig was not caught at third base, the Grizzlies would have scored this inning. But of course, Fresno being aggressive, taking some chances, didn't pay off initially, but here's the pitch to Amaral. It's inside, the count at 1-0. And the catcher, Boyd, faking a throw to the second baseman where Jorge had a huge lead, but no one was there. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 outs, bases loaded here in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch, and Amaral, ground ball, just foul. The count now at 1-1 down the third baseline towards the third base coach in Cesar Galvez. He is the Grizzlies bench coach. Galvez wears the number 6 on the back of his jersey. Grizzlies manager is the first base coach, Steve Solis. As here comes the 1-1 to Daniel Amaral. And it is outside, the count at 2-1. Daniel Amaral batting 309 since joining Fresno, an 828 OPS. Amaral, 26 years old from Long Beach, California. His dad, a former big leaguer. Here comes the 2-1. That is in the dirt. Nice hop again from Boyd. But the count is now at 3-1, which means Wendell has to throw a strike right here, or a run will come in to score. Base is loaded. We have two outs here in the top of the first inning. No score. Fresno trying to take the lead early. Here comes the 3-1 Amaral. Inside, ball 4, and it's 1-0 Fresno. A bases loaded walk, and Amaral an RBI as well. Bettencourt gets to second. Jorge will trot to third. Longwell waltzes home. And just like that, Fresno a 1-0 lead. So it's a run on the fourth walk of the inning, and that will do it to Wendell, who does not even get out of the first. Manager D. Garner coming to get the right-hander who issued 4 walks, and he will leave the game. We'll be back right after this, a pitching change here in Visalia.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your...
Welcome back to Visalia, California here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Still in the top of the first inning, bases loaded, 2 outs, Fresno leads 1-0. Andy Perez will take on the new pitcher, right-hander Luis Tejada. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and he takes the ball outside, the count at 1-0. So Wyatt Wendell does not get out of the first inning. He had 4 walks, including a bases-loaded walk to score the first run of the game. And now Andy Perez, the 7th batter of the inning. Here's the 1-0, and that is inside. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Andy Perez looking for his pitch from the right-hander Luis Tejada. Tejada, 22 years old from the Dominican Republic, he's from Yamasa, Dominican Republic. As Perez fly ball to right field. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is foul. And the count at 2-1. Perez was right on top of it. That could have been a grand slam, but it just hooked foul. The count at 2 balls and a strike. 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. 1-0. Fresno leads Visalia. A long inning. The Grizzlies taking a lot of pitches. Here comes the 2-1 to Perez. And that is a fly ball into shallow right field. Long run for everybody. Who's it going to be? And it is caught by the second baseman in Torin to end the inning. But Fresno does score a run on the bases loaded walk to score Longwell Amaral with the RBI. We have the bottom of the first. 1-0 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide here in the bottom of the first. Drew Jones will lead things off against the lefty and Caleb Franzen, a 3-5 record, a 4.50 ERA. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on and missed a count at 0-1 from Caleb Franzen, who has a lead already this evening. Here comes the 0-1. Franzen just outside the count at 1-1. Franzen making his 21st appearance and 20th start of the season as that is lined to right field, and that gets down a base hit. Amaral gets there as the throw is in a second. It stops Jones from getting to second. Amaral, a very good defender, but Jones a leadoff single as Amaral got to that ball quickly. As here comes the shortstop in Yonsel Luis, the number 13 prospect in the Diamondback system. Luis trying to get something going for the Rawhide, who trail 1-0. Caleb Franzen looks in. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander in Franzen. There goes Jones, a ground ball, and now a backhand from Jorge. The throw to first is in time for the out. What a play from the shortstop in Jorge. He was going to second to cover on the possible stolen base. The ball was hit to where he normally would play. Had to move his feet quickly, the backhand at short, and then the good throw to get the speedy Luis for the out. It goes 6-3, but Jones is to second. Runner at second with one out for Christian Robinson, who had a two-run homer last night. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count at no balls and one strike. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. As that's a strike count at 0-2. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the 0-2 in the dirt. Good stop from Carrick. Count at 1-2. As he pushes Robinson out of the way to try to get to that ball. Carrick, a very good, very quick feet. Got to that ball in a hurry. Here in the bottom of the first inning. And again, we thank Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Count at 1-2 to Robinson. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. And it is called strike three on the inside part of the plate. And Franzen picks up his first strikeout. Second out of the inning. Yes, here comes Jose Fernandez with a runner at second. Franzen, great pitch on the inside part of the plate. As here comes the pitch, and that is a check swing. He did go around the count at 0-1. Franzen, fastball slider change. Going to the breaking ball right there. It's a count at no balls and one strike. Caleb Franzen coming set. Here comes the 0-1. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch. And a high chopper to short. Jorge up with it. The throw to first is in time. And Franzen, after allowing a leadoff single, has a clean bomb to first. 1-0 Grizzlies as we head to the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the second inning, 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. The Grizzlies, a six-game series, fourth game of this six-game series, Friday Night Baseball. As here's Jesus Bugarin to lead things off against Luis Tejada. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. That's outside, the count at 1-1 and no strikes. Here in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-0 from Tejada to Bugarin, and that is a strike. The count at 1-1 and one strike. Luis Tejada takes over for Wyatt Wendell, who threw 2/3 of an inning. One hit, one run, it was earned. As a check swing from Bugarin, he did not go around. The count at 2-2 and a strike. One hit, one run, it was earned. 4 walks, 1 strikeout for Wendell. Now to Tejada, who is making his 34th appearance out of the pen. Here comes the 2-1, and that is inside. Now 3-1 of Bugarin. Tejada, a 4-4 record, a 6.16 ERA for the right-hander. 0-2 in save opportunity, 61 1/3 innings. Here's the 3-1. And that is a called strike. Now full to Bugarin. 3-2. Luis Tejada will have to eat some innings tonight. The 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic. 5'10", 170. Here's the 3-2. And that is 4. And Bugarin draws a walk. That is the 5th walk already by Visalia pitching. As here comes Jake Snyder. Runner at first with no outs, and Bugarin draws a walk, tying a season high for him. And the Grizzlies already 5 walks in this contest. The most walks that Fresno had in a game this season came against Modesto. 16 on June 23rd, as Snyder fly ball out to left field. Way back there, it's at the wall, they look up, and it is gone! Jake Snyder touches them all. 2-run homer, 3-0 Grizzlies. Jake Snyder's had himself a series, a triple on Tuesday, and now a two-run homer. Out to left field. Jake Snyder got every bit of that one. And the lead increases for Fresno. A two-run homer for Snyder. As here comes Cole Carrig, a walk his first time. So Bugarin scores, Snyder scores, just the second hit for Fresno. As that is a call strike, the count at 0-1. So two runs on one hit so far this inning. Here comes the 1-0 to Carrig, and he swings and misses. The count now, and actually I think it's 0-2. As Carrig takes his time right here. Carrig, a great game last night. Four RBI. He's had a great series, just like Jake Snyder, who homered right there. Snyder, in this series, now has three hits, including two extra bases. As here comes the 1-1, and that's inside. It's actually, I think it's 1-2. It says 2-1 right now. One ball, two strikes. Luis Tejada. Here comes the pitch to Carrig outside. Now two balls and two strikes. In this series for Carrig, he is 3-for-11. Home run, a double, 6 RBI, 4 runs, 4 walks, and 2 stolen bases. As Carrig ground ball, it goes foul. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes still. So Jake Snyder, a home run, making it 3-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. And the Grizzlies trying to take care of business early this evening. Here comes the pitch to Carrig. And Carrig, ground ball, hard hit to the first baseman, bobbled a little bit. Now the toss to Tejada. He is there, and Carrig is retired. Nice job by Feltner staying with that ball. It goes 3-1 on the putout. 3-1. As here's Skyler Messenger, 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. So 3-1 for the first out. And here's Messenger now. Messenger would love to get in on the fun right here. Here comes the pitch from Tejada. And Messenger, line drive, foul, and he breaks his bat. He'll have to go get some new lumber. Third base coach Cesar Galvez had to get out of the way on that line drive. But Messenger to go get some new lumber. I know Messenger loves his baseball bats. His teammate says they pretty much expect him to carry it everywhere, whether it's to dinner. Now, he doesn't do that, but it's what his teammates say, how much he loves to hit, how much he loves baseball, and Skyler Messenger has shown it this year. Count it. No balls in one strike to Skyler Messenger. One out here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch from Tejada. And that is a called strike. Now 0-2, and Messenger is going to have to battle right here. No balls, two strikes. Skyler Messenger, the third baseman this evening. Here comes the 0-2 now to Messenger. Tejada deals in the dirt. Nice stop from Boyd. The count now at 1-2. Messenger went to Kansas before his last season in college, where he went to Texas, the former Longhorn. A lot of connections with Texas, with former Rockies like Troy Tulowitzki and Matt Holliday. Here's the 1-2, and that is called strike three, and he is out on strikes again. Messenger becomes the second casualty of the inning, and he is the only batter to strike out both times. As Tejada registers his first strikeout. And with two outs now, here comes Aiden Longwell. 1-for-1, a single, stolen base, and a run scored. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And it is outside. The count at 1-0. Aiden Longwell, 6'1", 205 pounds. 21 years old from Massillon, Ohio. Longwell, 17th round draft pick in 2023 out of Kent State. Here's the 1-0. Inside, count at 2-0 now. Longwell came in as a pinch hitter last night. Got his second hit in the first inning since joining the team. Over 18 games, the ACL Rockies batted 366 with 8 doubles. Here's the pitch, a long ball fly ball. That is to center field, but playable. Still going back is the center fielder in Johnson, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But Jake Snyder, a two-run homer out to left field. 3-0 Fresno as we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. We're at Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, 3-0 the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. September 1st, here in Visalia, as Jackson Feldner will lead things off against Franzen. The first pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the second inning, 3-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Here on September 1st, here comes the 0-1. That is a called strike. Now 0-2 quickly. Franzen pinpointing a fastball in the outside part of the plate. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Franzen. And it is in the dirt, and Carrick, nice job by making it not go past him. The count at 1-2. That ball scurried all the way down the first baseline, halfway between home and first. Count of 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. In the dirt, count now at 2-2. Caleb Franzen, as we said, making his 20th start of the year, 21st appearance overall. 3-5 record, a 4.50 ERA. Is that ball right in front? Carrick up with it. The throw to first in time. Nice job by Carrick to make the play. It goes 2-3 when Feltner is retired, as here comes the right fielder in Johan Benitez. Late addition to the Rawhide lineup from Caleb Franzen. Franzen is 6'3", 200 pounds. The left-hander was born in Phoenix, Arizona, but was mainly in Oregon growing up. As that is a base hit down the left field line past the third baseman in Messenger. Benitez extra bases. He will stop at second base with a one-out double. So Benitez a double. Second hit for Visalia. Here comes the second baseman in Christopher Torin. Franzen, 22 years old, drafted out of the University of Portland in 2022 by the Rockies in the 12th round, pick number 356. Franzen, in his last outing, came on August 25th versus Stockton. A tough luck loss. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run it was earned, 3 walks, 7 Ks. And the Grizzlies lost 1-0 in that game, as that is fouled off by Torin, the count at 0-1. But Fresno knows what they're going to get out of Franzen. His 6 innings tying a career high for him. Seven Ks as well. He's been fantastic over his past couple of starts. Here comes the 0-1 now. And it is outside. The count now at 1-1. By the way, just so everyone is aware, online it says that Guzman was the one who had that double. That is incorrect, as that is low. The count at 2-1. It was Johan Benitez who was a late addition, not Alvin Guzman. Count at 2-1 to Taurine. Runner at second with one out. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. The count now at 3-1 from Franzen. Caleb Franzen, second appearance, second start against the Rawhide. No record of 4.50 ERA, six innings of three-run ball. Here comes the 3-1, and instead it's a check on Benitez. They almost got him at second base. Nice move from Franzen with the second baseman Perez covering, and they almost got Benitez leaning. Count remains at 3-1. So Franzen in that outing as well against Visalia, 4 strikeouts. Here comes the 3-1, and that is swung on and missed. Count now at 3-2. Good pitch from Franzen on the outside part of the plate. Now, when Franzen pitched in that game, the Grizzlies lost 6-4. But Franzen has continued to pitch well all year long. Here comes the 3-2, and it is fouled off by Turing. Nice challenge pitch there from Franzen at 91. Franzen, lots of quality starts this year. Leads the team, actually, in quality starts for Fresno. Franzen will come set. Here comes the 3-2. And it is inside, 4. And Taurine will walk. So now runners at first and second with one out, as here comes Jeremiah Boyd, the catcher. Two runners on and one out. But Franzen, 19 starts before tonight, 8 quality starts. Michael Persecki second with 7, and then 3 other pitchers with 5. So Franzen has been very consistent all year long. A quality start, 6 innings or more, 3 runs or less. Here comes the pitch, and that is a fly ball out to right field. Long run for Amaral. He is there. He'll put it away, and the quick throw in Amaral. Great arm right to the shortstop in Jorge. And Boyd is retired for the second out, as here comes the center fielder in Brett Johnson. Amaral, we love him defensively. That arm is fantastic. Gets to the ball very quickly, makes smart decisions when he throws the ball as well. Here in the bottom of the second inning, 3-0, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide here in the bottom of the second. From Caleb Franzen, University of Portland product. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the second inning, want to give a shout-out to my mom. Happy birthday, Mom. Celebrating her birthday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thank you for everything, Mom. Love you. Thanks for the support. Here comes the 0-1 to Johnson. Franzen looks back the runner, the pitch, and it's high. The count is actually 0-2. It's called strike. And Carrick quickly throwing the ball back to Franzen. Franzen, good pitch on the upper part of the zone. No balls, 2 strikes here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch from the lefty. And it is swung on and missed in the dirt, and that ends the inning. Caleb Franzen gets around a double and a walk, 2 scoreless innings, 3-0 Grizzlies. As we head to the third, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota.
Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the top of the third inning, 3-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide, as Dion Jorge will lead things off against Tejada. Jorge a walk his first time up, as the first pitch is a strike. The count at 0-1. Here in the top of the third inning, Tejada will come set. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. Outside, count now at 1-1. One in every 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. As here comes the 1-1 to Dion Jorge. And it is a called strike. Count at 1-2. But early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. Here comes the 1-2 in the dirt. Count at 2-2. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. Fans for the Cure, a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-2 to Dion Jorge. And that is fouled off. Jorge just getting a piece of it. He stays alive. Here in the top of the third inning, Dion Jorge, the Grizzlies cleanup hitter. 3-0 Grizzlies. A run in the first, 2 runs in the second. Here comes the pitch. And Jorge takes it high for a ball. Jorge battling now. Scoreboard a little bit off right now. A couple pitches already to Jorge. Here comes the pitch. And that is fouled off again by Dion Jorge. Jorge, the number 7 prospect in the Rockies system. Cole Carrig, he is ranked 11. Couple other pitchers ranked within the top 30 prospects for the Rockies here with the Grizzlies. As here comes the 3-2 once again. And it is a little pop-up. This is on the infield. Who's it going to be? The second baseman in Torin will make the play for the out, and Jorge is retired. One out in the inning. As here comes the DH and Brian Betancourt. He walked his first time up. So Carrig, the 11 prospect, Jorge, the number 7 prospect, and both these guys joining Fresno during the season and have really helped out Fresno continue to stay on the winning path. Tied for the best record in the minor leagues in the second half at 38-19. As Betancourt fouls one off, the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies 38-19, a 2-game lead over the Modesto Nuts in the California League North Division standings. The winner gets into the postseason. As here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt, and that is a called strike. The count now at 0-2. Betancourt will take his time. Brian Betancourt, very confident hitter, just 19 years old from Venezuela. Signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2021. 148 at-bats, 11 homers last year. Here's the 0-2, and that's a line drive out to left field, but right at the left fielder in Robinson, and he makes the play for the second out. Two outs now, as here comes Daniel Amaral. He walked, which scored a run in his first at-bat. So Amroll with an RBI. For Daniel Amroll, his RBI was his 23rd of the year. Snyder, 33-34 after his home run. Here comes the pitch to Amroll, and he looks a bunt, and it goes foul down the third baseline. The count at 0-1, and Amroll carrying his bat all the way down the base pass right there. Daniel Amroll, great speed, great mustache as well. Signed as a free agent by the Rockies here in 2023. Former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand. As we said, his dad played in Seattle Mariners organization, reached the big leagues. In his 30s as well. As here comes the 0-1. That is inside the count at 1-1. So Amroll, the oldest player on this Grizzlies roster. But Amroll does all the little things correctly. Brings great veteran leadership to this group. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander, and Amroll fouls it off. The count now at 1-2. Tejada's looked good so far since coming out of the pen. Now up to 38 pitches, 23 of them for strikes. And the Grizzlies knocked out Rawhide starter Wyatt Wendell before he could even get out of the first inning. As the 1-2 is a pop-up, this is going to stay in fair territory. Now go foul and caught by Feltner to end the inning. Grizzlies go down in order as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the third inning, 3-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide as Drew Jones will lead things off against Caleb Franzen. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander Franzen. He will wind and deal. And that is a called strike to Jones. Counted no balls and one strike. Drew Jones 1-for-1, a single in his first at-bat. Jones, the number two prospect in the Diamondbacks system. As that's outside, the count at 1-1. A first-round draft pick by the Diamondbacks back in 2022. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. Jones homered back on Wednesday against Michael Persecki on the first pitch that he saw. It was the only run that the Rawhide would end up scoring in that 4-1 loss to your Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-2. And that is swung on and foul tipped. And now Jones will take off to first as Carrig nonchalantly throws it to first for the out. And Jones is retired. It is the third strikeout. And it goes 2-3 on the put out. So one out now for Yancel Luis, who's 0-for-1 this evening. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott and Lou Pervone's Apartment Homes, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the bottom of the third. As that pitch skips in and Carrick tries to block it, the count at one ball and one strike. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Caleb Franzen on the bump. Here comes the next pitch to Luis. And Luis, line drive, one bouncer. Jorge makes the snag. Two first. What a play! Deion Jorge. That was hard hit by Luis, and Jorge made a look easy right there. He's made a couple great plays this evening. And Luis is retired. What a play! It was a one bouncer to Jorge, who scooped the ball perfectly and then made the throw to first for the second out. As here's Christian Robinson 0 for 1, and he takes a strike to count at 0 and 1. And France looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. It is outside. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a fly ball out to center field. Long run for the center fielder. Drifting back, and catching it on the warning track as the center fielder Bugarin to end the inning. A couple of hard outs, but a 1-2-3 inning for Franzen. We head to the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, 3-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide as Andy Perez will lead things off against the new Visalia pitcher, right-hander Yosmer Alvarez. He takes over for Luis Tejada. Tejada, 2 1/3 innings. The right-hander allowed one hit. It was a two-run homer. So both runs earned, one walk and one K. As here's now Alvarez to take on Perez. Here comes the pitch. And that is low. The count at 1-0. And Alvarez coming off Tommy John. Now pitching back with the Rawhide. Venezuelan product from Puerto Caballo. As here comes the 1-0 to Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Perez looks to bunt. The count now at 1-1. 95 from Alvarez. Right at Andy Perez. Alvarez, he is listed at 6'1", 155 pounds. Here comes the 2-0, and that's inside. The count now at 2-1. Alvarez, 22 years old, as we said, from Puerto Caballo, Venezuela. Or Cabello, I guess you could call it as well. Either way, here comes the pitch to Perez, and that's a strike. Alvarez making his first appearance with the Rawhide here in 2023. Five games last year with Visalia, going 0-3 with a 5.59 ERA. Here's the pitch, and that is high. And Perez will head down to first base on another walk. It's a runner at first with no outs for Jesus Bugarin, who walked and scored his first time. Six walks already for Visalia pitching. Just two hits for Fresno. They lead 3-0 in this game. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1, 94 there from Alvarez. Alvarez, four starts with the Diamondbacks ACL team, the Diamondbacks red. Four starts, no record of 1.80 ERA. As there goes Perez, a chopper to short, long run. The throw to first is in time. Perez gets the second. It goes 6-3, and Bugarin is retired for the first out. As here comes Jake Snyder, 1-for-1 with a 2-run homer. That was back in the second inning. One out. Runner at second. Snyder, another opportunity to homer, tying a career high with that home run. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Jake Snyder, with his home run earlier, was his fifth of the season. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Snyder from Alvarez. And that is another called strike. Quickly 0-2. Snyder will take his time. Both pitches on the inner half of the plate. Good fastball from Alvarez. As we said, coming off Tommy John surgery. 22 years old in Alvarez. No balls, two strikes. Jake Snyder ready to go once again. Here comes the pitch from Alvarez. Looks in, still looking in. 5. And he'll step off. Disengagement right there. Some of the new rules in baseball that not only have been here for a couple years, like the pitch clock, but disengagements, times you can throw over, stuff like that. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed, and it goes to the backstop. Snyder heading to first, and he'll get there. Snyder realized that the catcher and Boyd didn't make the play. Perez gets to third. It's going to be a wild pitch, and Snyder reached in a very similar fashion the other night. So he will get to first base. It is a strikeout, but it's a wild pitch as well. So runners at first and third with one out for Cole Carrick, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. And the Grizzlies can extend their lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Cole Carrick, the switch hitter. Here comes the pitch. Instead, it'll be a check on Snyder. He's in there safely. Snyder, second on the team in stolen bases with 22, made a joke a little bit earlier to his manager in Steve Solis, saying, am I going to be stuck at 22 stolen bases this year? So we'll see if he takes off right here. He wants to get to 30. That's what Snyder said a couple weeks ago. Here comes the pitch to Carrig. There goes Snyder, and Carrick fouls it off. The count at 0-1. Snyder had that base stolen easily, too. And that's the thing. Snyder has been going, but situations like that where the batter swings and Snyder has to go all the way back to first base or other situations like that, Snyder's had people in front of him, so not a lot of opportunities to take some stolen bases. As here comes the 0-1, and Carrick takes it for a strike. The count now at 0-2. Carrick showing some emotion at the dish. And it looks like he will take his time right here. No balls, two strikes, one out. They're in the top of the fourth inning. 3-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Here comes the 0-2. And Carrig, he foul tipped into the glove of Boyd, and he is out. And that is a strikeout for Alvarez, his second so far, but only the second out of the inning, because Snyder's allowed him to reach. So now two outs, runners at first and third for Skyler Messenger, is 0 for 2 with two backward strikeouts. Here comes the pitch, and that's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Good stop from Boyd. Count of 1-1, no strikes to Skyler Messenger. So Alvarez already 2 Ks. His first appearance with the Rawhide this season. So look good so far. The fastball, very electric. 1-1, no strikes. There comes the pitch to Messenger. There goes Snyder, and Messenger, a fly ball out to left field, and it will go foul. Count now at 1-1 and Snyder again, who was taking off, was already going to third base. And once again, you kind of have to laugh at Snyder, who's trying to get another stolen base right here. 1-1, 2 outs. Skyler Messenger way ahead of that pitch right there. Messenger ready for a home run. He is due. Here comes the 1-1. And Messenger inside. The count now at 2-1. Beginning of September, the Grizzlies trying to continue their winning ways. They've won 2 games in a row. They have won 4 of their last 5. Here comes the 2-1. And Messenger takes it inside. Now 3-1. And you can see what Alvarez is trying to do to Messenger. Inside, and then maybe try to work something outside right here. 3-1. Runners at first and third with 2 outs. Skyler Messenger. Here comes a 3-1, and it's inside. 4, and another walk. Messenger will reach on the walk. Up to second goes Snyder. And that is 7 walks tonight by Fresno hitting. As here comes Aiden Longwell. Bases loaded with 2 outs, and Longwell, 1-for-2, a single, stolen base, and a run. Going to try to get something going as here comes pitching coach in Tyler Mark. And you heard on our pregame with Rawhide broadcaster Jill Guerin. She said that they knew each other back in the day, going to high school together. Even though Mark a couple years older. But kind of funny now that both work together in the Diamondback system. Tyler Mark, a young, very bright pitching coach. And the Diamondbacks are very fortunate to have a smart guy like Mark there. Very approachable, great knowledge, and he works very well with the younger players because Mark just played a couple years ago. So now the bases are loaded here for Aiden Longwell. And wouldn't this be a nice time for Longwell to pick up the RBI? Longwell, 1 RBI, was on a fielder's choice just the other night. And the bases are loaded. He can add on right here. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And it is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good pitch down the zone by Alvarez. Another long inning here in the top of the fourth. The Grizzlies trying to start September on the right foot. Here comes the pitch. And that is a strike. Now 0-2 quickly. The Grizzlies winning last night 8-4. They lead 3-0 tonight. Last night, 10 innings. Fresno would love to take care of business in 9 tonight. No balls, 2 strikes to Aiden Longwell. Here's the pitch. And Longwell takes it down. The count of 1-2. Cardiac Bears, the Grizzlies playing a lot of close games this year. Would love to break it open here early. Top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off, and the count remains at 1-2. 2 outs, bases loaded for Fresno here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Friday night baseball game, 4 of 6. 6:30 tomorrow, 12:05 on Sunday before Fresno returns home. Here's the pitch. And Longwell up the middle, a base hit. This will score 1. Here comes Snyder for the second run. It's a 2 RBI single for Aiden Longwell. 5-0 Fresno, and Longwell RBI 2 and 3 in his Grizzlies career. He is now 2 for 3 tonight as well. It's a 2 RBI single. Messenger will stop at second. Perez comes around to score. Snyder follows him. Third hit for Fresno and two runs as well. And now here comes Dion Jorge, runners at first and second with two outs. Here's the pitch. That is high. The count at 1-0. 5-0 Fresno. They only have three hits tonight. A home run and two Aiden Longwell singles. Seven walks for Visalia pitching as here comes the 1-0 to Jorge. And Jorge ground ball to the second baseman picked up by Torin over to first in time to end the inning. But Aiden Longwell with two strikes and two outs puts one up the middle to score two runs. 5-0 Grizzlies. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away nine ATVs, nine UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the fourth inning. 5-0 Fresno leads Visalia as Jose Fernandez will lead things off against the left-hander and Caleb Franzen, who winds and deals outside the count at 1-0. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of minor league baseball in your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-0. That is a strike. Count at 1-1. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. As that's a cold strike as well, the count at 1-2. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-2, and that is inside. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, again, we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Here comes the 2-2. And that is a ground ball back to Franzen. Franzen knocks it down. The underhand toss to first in time, and Franzen makes the play. Fernandez retired. It goes 1-3. Right back to Franzen, who finished the pitch, and the ball was hit right back to him and knocked him in the glove right on the mound. Franzen picks it up. The underhand toss over to Longwell for the out. As here comes Jackson Feltner, 0-1. The ground ball back to Cole Carrig. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, Wyndham Hotels Resorts. New amenities at a great low price. As that's a strike, the count at 0-1. Caleb Franzen ready once again. Here comes the 0-1 from the southpaw. And that is in the dirt. The count at 1-1 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 320 feet to left and right field. 405 feet to dead center. Big video board out in left center field. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count now at 1-2. There's a barn right near their other board that is the scoreboard out in right center field. We saw a couple home runs already this series out there. right near the pitch clock as well. As we said, 4-0-5 to dead center. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on and missed. He's down on strikes. Feltner is out. Fourth punch out now for Franzen. And with two outs, here comes Johan Benitez, 1-for-1 with a double. Nice grass here, nice dirt as well here in Visalia, but very close to the fans as well. A very short backstop, the netting very close as well, right near those lines down the left and right field line. Here's the 0-1, or here's the first pitch. It's a ball to count at 1-0. Grassy berm out in right field as well. Fans right on top of the action. The Grizzlies on the first base side, as that is a strike, count at 1-1. The Rawhide dugout, they're on the third base side. Both bullpens are actually beyond the outfield walls. Fresno in right, Visalia in left. Here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. The count at 2-2. Great concessions here. Very homey feel. Here comes the 2-1. That is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Nice ballpark. It's been around for a little bit, Visalia. Used to be known as Recreation Ballpark. Opened in 1946. Been renovated 3 times. Holds about 2,500 fans. Here comes the 2-2. From Caleb Franzen. And it's a ground ball, a base hit to left field. Benitez now 2-for-2. A single right there for him. He's got 2 of the 3 Rawhide hits. As here's Christopher Torino. He walked his first time up, so 0-for-0. Here in Visalia, though, nestled in between a couple of the high schools over here. And I was actually told from our clubhouse manager, Conley McGuire, that one of the high schools right near here actually hosted Aaron Hill when he was growing up. As here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge going to the short way to second for the out to end the inning. Well, Aaron Hill went to a high school right near here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and he played in the big leagues for a very long time, including the Arizona Diamondbacks. All right, Caleb Franzen, 4 scoreless innings. We had the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. We're in the top of the 5th inning, 5-0 Fresno leads Visalia. As Brian Betancourt will lead things off. Betancourt 0-for-1, a walk his first time up against the right-hander in Alvarez. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And Betancourt takes a breaking ball for a strike. The count at 0-1. We were talking about Valley Strong Ballpark and Aaron Hill, who used to play just down the road at one of the high schools here. Here comes the 0-1. And that's a line drive out to left center field, and it will be dropped. It is dropped, and Betancourt is on. From my point of view, I couldn't see if the outfielders just let it drop, or if they made a mistake out there. Either way, Betancourt is on, as here comes Daniel Amaral. He had the first RBI of the game on a bases-loaded walk, but he's 0-for-1 after popping up in his last out at-bat. But Aaron Hill is actually named after the baseball field just down the road at one of the local high schools. Here comes the pitch to Amaral. He looks to bunt outside, the count at 1-0. Played for the Arizona Diamondbacks, played for the Visalia Rawhide. Can you imagine to start your career when you're right there? Well, this ballpark's been here forever. You can see the historical parts of it, and you also can see some of the new amenities they've added over the years. As the 1-0 is fouled off, the count at 1-1. But nothing compares to Chukchansey Park. By the way, there was a single for Betancourt, fourth hit for Fresno. Chukchansey Park, 25th season of Grizzlies baseball, will host the last week of the regular season against the Modesto Nuts next week, starting on Tuesday. Here's the pitch to Amaral, and it's inside. The count at 2-2. It'll start on Tuesday, September 5th. Come join us for the last regular season homestand, and hopefully join us for the postseason. We'd love your support. FresnoGrizzlies.com to get your tickets. As that's inside, the count at 3-1. Starts on Tuesday, 2 for Tuesdays. We'll have Tioga Thursdays, and then Friday, it is Famous Sitcom Night on September 8th at 6:50 p.m. Here comes the 3-1. And Amaral swing and a miss. Count now at 3-2. It will feature Leslie David Baker, who plays Stanley from The Office. There also will be Friday night fireworks. There's a special VIP package to meet Stanley. As presented by Fresno Madero's Wetzel's Pretzels Food Truck. Count at 3-2. Runner at first with no outs here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. And that is inside, ball four. Betancourt to second, and Amaral will walk for the second time. That is the eighth walk by Visalia pitching. As here comes Andy Perez. 0-for-1, a walk and a run as well for him. The Grizzlies, 4 hits, 8 walks. As here comes manager Dee Garner, and I wonder if he'll make a pitching change. We'll talk more promotions if he does after the pitching change. Here he comes out of the home dugout. He will talk to his pitcher. Long pause. They've already used 2 relievers tonight. Still waiting to see if he'll take the ball from the righty. And the right-hander giving knocks to everyone as he will leave the game. We'll be back with pitching change right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning still, and a new pitcher for Visalia will be right-hander number 20, and Logan Clayton, the third reliever out of the pen for the Rawhide here in the fifth inning. Runners at first and second with no outs, Andy Perez will face his third different pitcher tonight. And I kind of feel for Perez a little bit because I know that he was working hard to face the right-hander Wendell, who was taken out before Perez faced him. And then he has now faced every new pitcher so far. So runners at first and second with no outs. Logan Clayton takes over on the bump. We were talking about promotions prior to the pitching change. And we're very excited to have Stanley from The Office join us on Friday, September 8th. As Logan Clayton takes over here on the bump. will be presented by Fresno Madera Wetzel's Pretzels Food Truck as the first pitch is a strike to Perez, a count at 0-1. He takes his time right here. Counting no balls in one strike. Runners at first and second with no outs. Here comes the 0-1 from Clayton. And Perez, chopper to the first baseman. There you go to second for one. And that is all they're going to get. As Amroll is retired, Betancourt gets to third. It is a fielder's choice for Perez. It goes 3-6 on the fielder's choice. One out, runners at the corners here for Jesus Bugarin, who's 0-1, a walk and a run. But Stanley will be here, a VIP package. If you want to get an autograph from him, I recommend you get that VIP package, FresnoGrizzlies.com/tickets. As here comes the pitch to Jesus Bugarin, 10 homers this year. Here's the pitch from the right-hander Clayton, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Right on that pitch was Bugarin. And then on Saturday, September 9th at 6:50 p.m., it's Marvel's Defenders the Diamond Night. Special customized Marvel jerseys will be worn and auctioned off during the game. Here comes the 0-1 to Bugarin. And Bugarin flies one into the air right field. It's a long run for everybody. The second baseman and Tureen, did he make the play? He did. Now the throw to the plate. Safe. Now the throw to second. Safe again. It's going to be a sacrifice pop-up for Jesus Bugarin, and it's 6-0 Fresno. What a play from Tureen, staying with the ball. The ball went back towards the plane field, and it had to be caught by Tureen, who made an outstanding catch, but then because he was falling, had to make a throw near the ground, and scoring on the play was Betancourt. Yes, here comes left fielder Jake Snyder, who has scored twice. He homered his first time up, as that is a foul ball. The count at 0-1. So Bugarin is out. It's going to be a sacrifice fly. It's an RBI. And up to second goes Perez. As here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. So a run that will go towards Alvarez's line. Runner at second with two outs now. Here comes the 0-2 to Snyder. And it is outside. The count now at 1-2. So Bugarin, it's a 63rd RBI after that. Count of 1-2. And it's 6-0 Fresno here in the fifth. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike three to end the inning. But Fresno scores another run. Jesus Bugarin, the sacrifice pop-up. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go.
Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Visalia, California here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. 6-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide as Jeremiah Boyd will lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth. We were talking promotions before the break. And, of course, on Saturday, September 9th, it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Special customized Marvel jerseys will be worn and auctioned off during the game. Post-game fireworks presented by Not All Heroes Wear Capes as well. As here's the first pitch from Franzen. Fly ball out to center field. Long run and caught by Bouguereau on the run. First pitch swing and Boyd is retired. One away as here comes the center fielder in Brett Johnson, who's 0-for-1. But let me tell you, these Marvel jerseys are a huge help from not only Marvel, but minor league baseball as well. Every team had a chance to wear their jerseys this year, and the Grizzlies, theirs are fantastic. Can you imagine the Grizzlies logo transformed into a Marvel bear? That's exactly what the design is, and you'll have to come look at the jerseys yourself. Of course, we have some on our social media pages, but you can also come check them out in person. FresnoGrizzlies.com to buy your tickets now. Count it. One ball, one strike to Johnson. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. And that is a ground ball softly hit to the second baseman. Picked up nicely by Perez over to first in time. And Johnson thought he was safe initially. Second out of the inning goes 4-3 as here comes the DH and Drew Jones. 1-for-2, a single in the first inning. And then finally, to wrap up the regular season, a 12:05 p.m. special first pitch on September 10th for Fan Appreciation Day. And if you come to the ballpark, you might get a prize when you leave the game. Here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball foul. They count it 0-1. From gift cards to maybe an autographed baseball or jersey, it's going to be something for anyone. And if you come to the game, you have a chance to win one. It's presented by Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We have pregame catch on the field before the game. It's a Save Mart Sunday during the game. And then after the game, everyone runs the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. And hopefully at that time, the Grizzlies will know if they're in the postseason. That pitch is outside. The count at 2-1. A six-game series against the Modesto Nuts. A lot of great promotions throughout the week. Come watch your Grizzlies. Come cheer on your Grizzlies as we look to push towards the postseason. At Chuck Chansey Park starts next Tuesday, September 5th. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. I recommend it now. Here comes the 3-1 from Franzen to Jones. And that is a strike. Count now at 3-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Caleb Franzen again. Here comes the 3-2. And that is fouled off. We'll do it again at 3-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Time called there by Jones. We'll do it again at 3-2. Franzen just up to 64 pitches. Here comes the 3-2 offering from the southpaw. Winds and deals. And it is called strike three, and he is out. Franzen has 5 punch-outs through 5 scoreless innings. 6-0 Fresno as we head to the sixth inning. You'll listen to Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the six. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. 6-0 Fresno leads Visalia as Cole Carrig will lead things off here in the inning. The leadoff hitter for the Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Clayton. And Carrig fouls it off the count at 0-1. Carrig 0-2 with a walk this evening. The Grizzlies have walked 8 times tonight. They only have 4 hits, 2 of them by Aiden Longwell. As here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on and missed the count now at 0-2. Good pitch there. Carrig way out in front of it. Carrig went to San Diego State. Shows lots of emotion when he plays, which is very good. It's very fun to have that raw emotion. Here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander in Logan Clayton. Here's the pitch. Way outside. Count at 1-2. Logan Clayton went to Houston, a 17th round draft pick by the Diamondbacks in 2022. Pick number 498 overall. Here comes the 1-2 outside, now 2-2. Logan Clayton is 6'5", 188 pounds, 23 years old. Born in Daytona Beach, Florida. 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Clayton. And that is swung on and missed. Carrig down on strikes again. Second strikeout for Clayton. And with one out, here comes the third baseman in Skyler Messenger, 0-2 with a walk. Logan Clayton has pitched at 2 levels this year. Single A Visalia and High A Hillsboro. 31 combined games, all in relief. No record with Visalia, though, a 1.20 ERA. This is his 10th game out of the pen, as that's a strike to Messenger. The count at 0-1. 2 holds, 15 innings, 16 Ks. With the Rawhide. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Now 0-2. He's had a very good season at both spots for him. Continuing to learn how to pitch. The right-hander in Clayton. And he's looking at strikeout Messenger for his third straight strikeout. Here comes the 1-1. Actually, the 1-2. It's outside. To Skyler Messenger here in the top of the sixth inning. Grizzlies lead 6-0. They have just 4 hits tonight. Taking advantage of what Visalia is giving them. Here comes the 2-1 to Messenger. And he lines one foul. I believe it actually was already 2 strikes. Either way, Messenger battling right here. Skyler Messenger hitting second tonight. A little bit different from what we've seen. Messenger usually in the 3 or 4 spot. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And Messenger, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes again. Third time Messenger has struck out. Third strikeout for Clayton as well. And with 2 outs, here comes Aiden Longwell. 2-for-3. 2 RBI. A stolen base and a run scored for Longwell. He's had a great game so far. As here comes the pitch from Clayton. And that is a line drive up the middle, a 3-hit game for Aiden Longwell. Up the middle and back-to-back at-bats, a 2-out single. And Clayton has 3 of the 5 Fresno hits tonight. So Aiden Longwell gets one off of Clayton right there. Longwell, a 3-hit game. That's his first multi-hit game. And his first multi-RBI game. As that's a strike to Dion Horry. The count at 0-1. So Aiden Longwell, a 3-hit game. That's now tied for the most hits in his career since joining the Rockies organization as Jorge fouls it off. The count now at 0-2. Aiden Longwell, 3 of the 5 hits. We'll have to catch him on a pregame at some point in this series. Count of no balls and 2 strikes to Deon Jorge. Here comes the pitch. And that is a ground ball broken back to the shortstop. They'll go to second for the easy fielder's choice, and that will end the inning. But Fresno still leads 6-0. We're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 6-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide as Yoncel Luis will lead things off against Caleb Franzen. Luis 0-for-2 with 2 ground outs to the shortstop in Jorge. And Jorge has made 2 good plays on Luis as he swings and misses. A count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Franzen. The Grizzlies lead 6-0. Stay tuned for scores around the California League as the 0-1 is fouled off. The count now at 0-2. And Carrick looking for the ball. And I don't know what it hit. I don't know if it hit the umpire, if it hit Carrick, if it hit the batter, all three. But that didn't sound good. You heard some kind of connection on the swing right there. Everyone looks to be okay, but everyone taking a little bit of extra time. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway. Chuck Chancy Gold going on now through September 4th. Here comes the 0-2 from Caleb Franzen. He'll wind and deal. And it is a high chopper foul. Drive away with Adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Counting at 1-2. Grizzlies have the lead here on September 1st. Here's the pitch, fouled off, and the count remains the same to Luis. At 1-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. All Grizzlies so far tonight. Franzen's been fantastic. Here's the 0-2. Fly ball foul. Count remains the same. Good pitch there from the lefty and Franzen. Franzen, if he gets through this sixth inning, will tie a career high in innings pitched again. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball again to Jorge. Jorge up the middle, the spin, the throw, he did it again. Deon Jorge has Luis's number. One shortstop to the other shortstop 3 times tonight. And again, Jorge showing off the defensive skill and range. First out of the innings, here comes Christian Robinson. He's 0 for 2. Great job by Jorge up the middle. Spins and throws to make the out. Here's the pitch. That's inside, the count at 1-0. When you're a shortstop, you're the best athlete on the diamond. And a lot of guys will be shortstops in high school. You go through college as well before at some point you're told that you're not the best athlete on your team. Dion Jorge will be the best athlete for a very long time on any team he's at. Doesn't matter if it's in the Rockies system, if he gets traded at some point. But if the Rockies have him down the line, and you have a guy like Ezekiel Tovar and Dion Jorge as your two possible middle infielders, the Rockies are going to be very successful. Watching how Jorge fields the ball, oh man, it is a dream. And Caleb Franzen has some great defense behind him tonight as well. From Dion Jorge making plays, we saw a great couple throws from Daniel Amaral out in right field as well. Amaral on the Jones hit to lead off the game got to it so quickly that Jones couldn't get to second as he stayed at first base on it as that is swung on and missed. Good pitch from Franzen. Went right to the off speed. The count now at 1-2. When Franzen just continues to throw strikes tonight. Here's the pitch, and that's another chopper to Jorge. Jorge, the short hop, the throw, and he got him again. Dion Jorge's putting on a clinic tonight in Visalia. What a play. Two outs now as here comes Jose Fernandez. Dion Jorge coming up quickly on the ball. Got a short hop into the belly area. He gets the ball quickly out of his glove. The throw to first, perfect, and he gets the Speedy Robinson. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and that's a strike to count at 0-1. Man, Dion Jorge is smooth. Here comes the 0-1 from the lefty. That is swung on and missed. 0-2, and Franzen just having fun now. A Franzen Friday looking for six scoreless innings. Here comes the 0-2. And it is line foul. Franzen has at least one strikeout in every inning so far tonight. Franzen looking for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Franzen has retired six in a row. Here comes the 0-2 to Fernandez. Winds and deals. And a fly ball foul. And we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Franzen, if he gets through six innings, will tie a career high. He has five strikeouts, four shy of a career high as well. And tonight he's only allowed three hits and a walk. Here comes the 0-2, and it is just outside. The count at 1-2. Good pitch there from Franzen. Caleb Franzen in the zone tonight, 79 pitches. Here comes the 1-2, and it is a fly ball foul. Caleb Franzen has almost thrown 75% strikes tonight, just under that number. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Fernandez again. And it's a base hit up the middle, a two-out single. Fernandez now 1-for-3 with that single. Fourth hit allowed by Franzen as here comes Jackson Feltner, who's 0-for-2. Great job by Fernandez to rip that ball up the middle. And if you're Franzen, still have a six-run lead to play with here in the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies would love a win tonight, and they'll keep an eye on the game going on in Modesto. Here comes the pitch, and it's a strike. Counted 0-1 to Feltner. Feltner, an eighth-round draft pick in 2023 out of Morehead State. Morehead State known for their basketball, their baseball team getting better and better every year, and Feltner, one of their top draftees, as that is low. The count at one ball and one strike. Feltner can play a couple different positions. They really like him over at first base, though. The Diamondbacks, lots of power in their system. Here comes the 1-1 from Franzen. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and that is high. The count at two balls and a strike. Caleb Franzen went to the University of Portland for three seasons. Attended West Lynn High School in West Lynn, Oregon. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a strike. Good pitch at 90 miles per hour. The count at 2-2. Looks quiet in that Fresno bullpen as well. Two balls, two strikes. Franzen looks in once again. Here comes his 2-2 offering to Feltner. And that is just outside. Now full three balls, two strikes. The runner and Fernandez will take off. Longwell telling his fielders what's going to happen right here. Three balls, two strikes. Franzen comes set. Here comes the 3-2 offering. It'll be a check on the runner. And it was kind of one of those get me over throws. Nothing really of any speed. And back safely is Fernandez. Fernandez at first. Franzen against Feltner. Here comes the 3-2. And there goes the runner. And that is fouled off by Feltner. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate from Franzen. Right back to the fastball. Caleb Franzen now getting close to 90 pitches. This probably will be his final inning either way. Franzen trying to get to a career high in innings. Here's the 3-2. And it is ball four. Just missing. And a walk. Fernandez up to second. Feltner with the walk. That is the second walk issued by Franzen. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer. And Johan Benitez, who's 2-for-2, will stride to the plate. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Benitez 2-for-2 strides to the plate now. Benitez has been one of the better hitters for Visalia this evening against the lefty in Franzen, a late addition to the lineup. Here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike, counted 0-1, 90 miles per hour on that fastball from France, and it has a little bit of downwards action to it, like a sinker action, I would say, but can't be considered a full sinker, according to some of the reports. But here comes the 0-1, ground ball to third, up with it is Messenger, over to first, and it's high, but in time to end the inning, and Franzen has tied his career high with six scoreless innings of work. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 6-0 Fresno leads Visalia. as Brian Betancourt will lead things off. He is 1-for-2, a single walk and lineout for him. He's also scored a run. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Clayton. It's inside, the count at 1-0. Want to give a big shout-out to the world's best girlfriend listening back in Fresno, California. I did steal your smart water, if you're wondering. As here comes the 1-0 from Clayton to Betancourt. And it is a ground ball, and it is up the middle. Betancourt's reached base three times. He has a pair of singles. He continues to rip the baseball. Betancourt has two of these six hits. Longwell has three of them, so two batters have five of these six hits tonight for Fresno. As here's Daniel Amaral, two walks and an RBI for him. He's 0-for-1, though. And the Grizzlies, another base runner tonight here in the seventh inning. They have walked eight times. They have six hits. They have taken advantage of every opportunity as Amaral takes a strike. The count at 0-1. Here in the top of the seventh inning, it's now time for scores around the California League. Let's start with the game we all have an eye on. It's in the bottom of the sixth inning, 1-1 between Inland Empire and Modesto. Here's the pitch. Amaral takes the ball. Count at 1-1. Both teams scoring in the first inning. Inland Empire, they scored after Yadiel Sanchez picked up his 66th RBI of the year. Here comes the 1-1 Amaral inside, count at 2-1. Nelson Rada, top of the lineup, has two hits, two of the four Inland Empire hits. Modesto, an RBI from Montez. He's 1-for-2. Last row, Montez. Here comes the 2-1 to Amaral. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. So another close game. And Modesto's won every game of the series. They have won 10 in a row. Garcia, four innings of one-run ball for Inland Empire. Now to Martinez, the reliever. Modesto gave the ball to Evans. And now Riley Davis into the game. So both starters going four innings, allowing one run. As the count is at 3-2 to Daniel Amaral. So 1-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll keep giving you an update in that contest. Here comes the pitch to Amaral from Clayton. Betancourt leads from first. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside, the throw to second. And Betancourt is safe, but I think they said it was ball four. So everyone at second base was making a big play, but Amaral had walked. And now they're arguing. There's some arguments everywhere. I don't know exactly what they're arguing, if they were saying that was strike three and then they threw him out, or what the case was. But Amaral walks. Betancourt was heading on the 3-2 to second base, and he was thrown out initially, tagged out by the second baseman. Because it was ball four, it is mute. It is another walk. Yes, here comes the pitch now to Andy Perez. Runners at first and second with no outs, and Perez swinging a miss. Count it 0-1. So that is now nine walks for Fresno against Visalia. Let's head over to Stockton, where the Quakes lead the Ports 4-0 in the top of the sixth. Rancho Cucamonga running the first, 3-4. Here comes the 0-1 to Perez. That is outside. Count at 1-1. George has two hits. Lorenzo has two hits. At the top of the lineup for Rancho Cucamonga, they have eight singles. While the Ports just have two total hits, Will Simpson a double. They're in the top of the sixth inning. Perez, line drive out to center field. That's a base hit. This should score a run. The throw to third is actually going to be cut off as the ball was actually thrown to second. And it's an RBI single for Andy Perez. And it's 7-0 Fresno. So Betancourt scores. Up to third goes Amaral. Perez the single. He's now reached base three times. His first hit, though. It's a hit and a run. As here comes the pitching coach in Tyler Mark. We've seen him a couple times. It's the third hit allowed by Clayton. second this inning, and a run now. It is 7-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. Runners at first and second with no outs. Jesus Bugarin coming up. Sacrifice pop-up his last time. He's also walked and scored a run. But back to the Quakes and the Ports, 4-0 in that game. Rancho Cucamonga leads now in the bottom of the sixth inning. And let's head over to Lake Elsinore, where the Storm are all over the San Jose Giants 6-0. Lake Elsinore, 6 runs in the third. They have 6 hits as well. A couple doubles for them, including Aquino, his fifth double. Carpathios, his fifth double as well. So the Storm lead the Giants, who have already clinched a playoff berth. Here comes the pitch now to Bugarin, and Bugarin, a fly ball out to right field, a long run for the right fielder. This is playable. It is caught, and here comes the run now to the plate. The throw is going to go all the way to the plate. It will score Amaral. Another sacrifice fly for Jesus Bugarin, and it is 8-0 Grizzlies. His second sacrifice fly of the game. Amaral comes in to score from the throw from Benitez. Up to second goes Andy Perez. Perez, his helmet came off, but it's now 8-0 here in the seventh inning. One out, runner at second for Jake Snyder. Two-run homer. He's also scored 2 runs in this game. The run will be given to Clayton, by the way. So Fresno has 8 runs on 7 hits. Here's the pitch, and that's outside. The count at 1-0. So a sacrifice fly for Bugarin. He has 2 RBI, a run as well. No hits for him, though. Now to Jake Snyder. 2-run homer back in the second inning. Here's the pitch. That is low. Now 2-0. The Grizzlies trying to prove a point tonight. Trying to start September on the right paw. 8-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the 2-0 to Snyder. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-1. Good pitch right there from Clayton. Down in the zone. Snyder 1-for-3, a home run, 2 RBI. He has scored a run as well. He has struck out twice, but reached on a wild pitch on one of them. As has a strike, the count now at 2-2. Here in the top of the seventh inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the top of the seventh. 8-0 Fresno. Another 2 runs. They have scored in 5 of their 7 innings so far. Here comes the 2-2. And Snyder, that is just foul down the right field line. Andy Perez taking off on the play. He's the runner at second. Run scored by Betancourt and Amaral. Jesus Bugarin and Andy Perez picking up RBI. Grizzlies offense that had been quiet until late over the past couple of games, proving a point tonight. The Grizzlies have scored 35% of their runs in their final 3 innings, already 2 here in the 7th, as that is called strike 3, and Snyder is out for the 3rd time he has struck out, 2nd out of the inning. And for Clayton, that is his 4th strikeout. So now there's 2 outs. A runner at second for Cole Kerrig. He's 0-for-3. A walk as here comes manager D. Garner, and that will do it for Logan Clayton. The ball will be taken from him and another pitcher for Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 8-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Cole Carrig will stride to the plate still here in the seventh. Two outs, runner at second, which is Andy Perez. Two runs already have scored here for Fresno. Kyle Ament now on, as here comes the pitch outside, the count at 1-0. Logan Clayton, his line is not done yet, but he did eat 2 2/3 innings. Did strike out 4 as well. The right-hander was good until a couple runs scored here in this seventh. Here comes the pitch, and that is high. The count at 2 2/0. Kyle Ament, 6'5", 237 pounds, went to Dallas Baptist. 2 2/0. Saw Kyle Ament just the other day. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2 2/1 to Cole Carrig. The Grizzlies looking for their third straight win and their fifth over their last 6 games. The Grizzlies as well, too. They are 41-10 all-time against the Rawhide, as that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. 41-10 all time. They've won 19 of their last 22 games against the Rawhide. They're 6-3 this year. Here comes the pitch, and that is called strike 3, and that will end the inning. We head to the stretch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's stretch time here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. Austin Becker will take over on the bump for Fresno as Caleb Franzen's Friday night is done, and he was fantastic. As here comes the first pitch from Becker. And it is a called strike to Christopher Turin. The count at 2 2/1. Caleb Franzen's final line, 6 scoreless innings. Probably his best outing this year. 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks for the left-hander. As the 0-1 is high from the right-hander in Austin Becker. The count now at 1-1. Austin Becker, 6'5", 215 pounds. He will celebrate his 24th birthday tomorrow. As here comes the 1-1, a good breaking ball, but just missing. The count at 2-1. Becker is from Sunbury, Ohio, drafted in the 16th round in 2022 by the Rockies out of Texas Tech. Went to Vanderbilt before transferring to the Red Raiders. As that is fouled off, count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Austin Becker takes over for Franzen. Austin Becker last pitched on August 25th. So it's been a couple games for him. Becker, 22nd game out of the bullpen, a 2-3 record, a 6.46 ERA, one hold and two saves on the year. As that ball is fouled off, the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, the Grizzlies looking for their third straight win. Becker again will come set around the belt. Here comes his 2-2 offering. And it's a curveball. Strike three called. Good pitch from Becker. And Taurean down on strikes. First strikeout for Becker, first out of the inning. And here comes Jeremiah Boyd 0-2. As Austin Becker, nice start to his night. Prostate cancer is a disease that affects 1 in every 8 men, but most cases can be treated, especially when they are caught early. If you're 40 years or older, here's a ground ball. Backhand from Jorge. The Jeter throw to first, and it is just late as the first baseman Longwell had to go retrieve the ball, try to get back to the base, and Boyd will reach on the single. Long throw, fifth hit now for Visalia. Great try by Jorge, and that will be a hit as here comes Brett Johnson 0-2. But if you're 40 years or older, ask your doctor about checking your PSA score. It's a simple blood test. Men, stay alive and stay in the game. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. A big thank you to Fans for the Cure, a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 7th. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, Austin Becker stepping off the rubber. As it takes on Brett Johnson here in the bottom of the 7th. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. The count at 1-0. Brett Johnson was also a late add as well to the Rawhide lineup. Johnson has had a very consistent year for the Rawhide. As that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Batting .222 with a .773 OPS. The OPS a little bit higher than what the average states. OPS, I think, reads a little bit better in terms of what a hitter has done this year than anything. As here comes the 1-1. That's outside the count at 2-1. Johnson, couple home runs as well. Has played between Hillsborough and Visalia. Counted 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson listed at 5'11", 195 pounds. Here's the pitch. That is a strike. The count now at 2-2 from Austin Becker. 8-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Austin Becker taking over for Caleb Franzen, who was fantastic tonight. Here comes the 2-2, and that just misses. Count now full 3 balls, 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, 5 shutouts this year. Their last one was on July 9th to go into the All-Star break. Here comes the 3-2 from Becker. And it is popped up foul. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what you expect tomorrow. Saturday night baseball tomorrow for game 5 of 6. And then 12:05 on Sunday. Here comes the 3-2. And Becker swung on and missed. He went right back to the breaking ball. And Becker has 2 punch-outs this inning. Great pitch from Becker down in the zone for the second out. As here comes Drew Jones. And Austin Becker went through a little bit of a tough stretch, especially in July. But the right-handers looked really good over his past couple of outings. You can see the mechanics working really well as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Talking to pitching coach Mark Brewer, saying he's a guy that he trusts in that bullpen who can work a couple innings. A couple two scoreless inning games for him. As here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on a miss. Now 0-2 to Jones. In front of a paid crowd of 2,303. 2303. Nice crowd for a Friday night. Here comes the 0-2 from Becker. And it is fouled off by Jones. He stays alive. Austin Becker looking to punch out the side. Runner at first with two outs. Boyd just reaching on the infield single to Dion Jorge, who made a great play still. As the breaking ball just missing. The count at 1-2, and Carrick really wanted that one. Great pitch again from Becker, who's gone to that curveball. It's a 12-6 curveball with great downward action to it. Here comes the 1-2. And he goes back off speed, and he got him. Austin Becker, three strikeouts in a clean seventh inning. We head to the eighth. It's all Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
A beautiful night here in Visalia, California at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning, 8-0, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. Skyler Messenger will strike to the plate, 0-3 with a walk tonight. Messenger has struck out three times. Messenger in a little bit of a funk, just one hit over his past nine games. But Messenger, we know the power, we've seen the ability. As here comes the pitch. And that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. And it's okay for Messenger as long as he can catch fire for the postseason. The Grizzlies trying to get back to the postseason for the third straight year. As here comes the 1-0-2 Messenger from Ament. And he fouls it off. The count at 1-1. Kyle Ament, one-third of an inning so far. Takes over for Logan Clayton, who pitched 2 2/3 innings. Allowed three hits, two runs, both earned. One walk and four Ks. Here comes the 1-1-2 Messenger. And that's outside. The count at 2-1. Skyler Messenger getting some extra work. Getting the ballpark a little bit early. Staying a little bit later to work on his swing. The timing more than anything. Messenger a hard worker. Probably a little bit tired as well. So here comes the 2-1. And that is a strike count at 2-2. But still very upbeat. Messenger a very good hitter. And if he can get back on the war path that he's been out the past couple of months, good luck the rest of the league. Here comes the 2-2 to Skyler Messenger from Kyle Ament. Here's the pitch. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now full 3-2. Good pitch down and away. And Messenger checks his swing. No swing according to Tim Barreras, the base umpire. 3-2. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Ament. And he swings and misses for the fourth time tonight. Messenger is down on strikes. Second strikeout for Mantis. Here comes Aiden Longwell. Longwell 3-for-4, 2 RBI, a stolen base, and a run. And Aiden Longwell looking for a four-hit game tonight. Here comes the pitch to him. And he takes it for a ball. The count at 1-0. Looked like the home plate umpire and Jared Dwarson wanted to call a strike initially. But he just steps back for a ball. The count at 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Ament. And he fouls it off. The count now at 1-1. Aiden Longwell at the dish. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Update in Modesto. 1-1. They're in the top of the eighth inning as well. Here comes the 1-1. Longwell, swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. Nice short, compact swing for Longwell. Gets the ball very quickly. Average now up to 286 after his three-hit game tonight. Two RBI as well, a 643 OPS. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that is just foul down the left field line. The count remains at 1-2. For Aiden Longwell, known as Fiver. His broadcaster at Kent State, one of my good friends, Tyler Henry, who also broadcasted at my alma mater, Northern Colorado. Go Bears, now the Grizzlies. Count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count at 2-2. And talked to Henry, and he said Longwell's just not only a great ball player, but a really good dude as well. 2-2, joining the Grizzlies for their playoff push. Here's the pitch, and Longwell, a high pop-up, and it will hit the seats. It remains at 2-2. Longwell, in 2023, batted .404 with a 1.131 OPS, the best marked by a Kent State player in 22 years. Led the MAC with 75 RBI, the third most in Golden Flash's history. 10 homers. Here's a 2-2, and that is called strike three. He is out. Three strikeouts for Ament. Second out of the inning, as here comes Dion Jorge. Jorge 0-for-3 with a walk. He's played a very good game defensively. The Grizzlies, 2-3-4 of their lineup. Actually, their top four of their lineup having a little bit of trouble besides Longwell. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. The Grizzlies lead 8-0 and 7 of their 8 runs by the bottom 5 of their lineup. Here comes the 0-1 from Ament. And that's inside. Count at 1-1. Here in the top of the 8th inning. Grizzlies looking for their third straight win in this series. Here comes the 1-1. And Jorge, swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. Good pitch at 90 miles per hour from Ament. Outside part of the plate. Grizzlies put 3 runs up in the first 2 innings. Have never looked back. A Jake Snyder 2-run homer. Aiden Longwell, a 3-hit, 2 RBI game. Here comes the 1-2 to Jorge. And it is called strike three, and Ament has 4 batters and 4 strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 8-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide as Davis Palermo's first pitch is low. The count of 1-0 to Yonsel Luis, who is 0-3, all three balls to the shortstop, Jorge. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. It's inside from Davis Palermo. So he takes over for Austin Becker. Becker, one clean inning, one hit. He struck out three batters in the frame. Now to Davis Palermo. 6'4", 200 pounds for the 23-year-old. Here's the 2-0. And a high chopper to the first baseman, Longwell. Longwell, underhand toss to Palermo, covering. And it's in time for the out. It goes 3-1 for the first out as here comes Christian Robinson, who's 0-3. Palermo, as we said, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, an eighth round draft pick out of North Carolina in 2022 by the Rockies. Palermo on the West Coast really for the first time in his life, he says. Goes to Fresno, California. He's had a great season overall, the right-hander. One of the top relief draft picks in last year's draft, as that is a ball to count at 1-0. Davis Palermo, 1-3 with two saves, a 4.19 ERA. Here comes his 1-0. That is high and inside. Count at 2-0. Palermo, his 35th game out of the pen. He's got six holds, 2-3 in save chances. Here comes the 2-0 from the right-hander and a ground ball to Jorge. Backhand from one knee, the throw to first, and he got him! Are you kidding me, Deion Jorge? Oh, man, that guy is a human highlight reel. Two outs. As here comes Jose Fernandez. At this point, it's easy for Jorge. Fernandez 1-3, and Palermo looking for a 1-2-3 eighth inning. The Grizzlies, four outs away from a big win tonight. Here comes the pitch from Palermo inside, the count at 1-0. Grizzlies looking for a shutout win tonight. It would be their sixth of the season if they can do so. Here comes the 1-0 to Fernandez. And that's a fly ball to left field. Sound like a broken bat, and it's playable for the left fielder and Snyder. He makes the catch, and Davis Palermo, 1-2-3-8. We have the ninth, all Grizzlies. Listen to Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. A position player is pitching as Johan Benitez. First pitch is a called strike to Bryant Betancourt, who is 2-for-3, has reached base three times. He has also scored twice. As Betancourt, fly ball out to left center field. That ball was crushed, and it will split the gaps. Extra bases for Betancourt. A three-hit game as he will stop at second base. A leadoff double for Bryant Betancourt. A three-hit game has reached base four times. And Johan Benitez, the right fielder, is in the game. As the bullpen has been wasted tonight from Visalia, they'll have to go to the position player as here comes Daniel Amaral now. Amaral, three walks tonight, an RBI and a run. David Martin, he will bat six now playing right field. As Benitez, that is a strike. The count at 0-1. So in right field is number four, David Martin. Here comes the 0-1 from the position player here in the top of the ninth inning as Amaral fouls it off, now 0-2. Martin, by the way, bats from the left side but throws right. A position player pitching tonight. Grizzlies lead 8-0 here in the top of the ninth inning. They have eight hits on eight runs. Here's the 0-2, and Amaral, high chopper back to Benitez. Benitez looking for the out. He makes it. It goes 1-3 as the crowd goes crazy for Benitez. One out now as here comes Andy Perez. Perez, an RBI single in his last at-bat here in the top of the ninth inning. As it looks like it will be a pinch hitter for Andy Perez. It will now be pinch hitter, and he'll stay at second base. Will be number two, Luis Mendez, coming off the bench. Luis Mendez, the lefty, as he will pinch hit right here. Here comes the pitch from Benitez, and Mendez swinging a miss. The count at 0-1. So Mendez will stay in the game as well, play second base defensively. 8-0 here in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to right field, but right at the right fielder, Martin, and Betancourt will stay at second base. A line out for the second out. Make sure we write position player as well. Here comes Jesus Bouguerin. Bouguerin, two sacrifice flies. He walked and scored a run as well, so 0-for-1. Here comes the pitch from the righty in Benitez. And that's a ball. The count at 1-0 here in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies three outs away from another win as here comes the 1-0. And that is a high, high pop-up. And it is going to land right in front of us. Count now 1-1. Always a scary situation. We see foul balls. We had one in the booth just a couple weeks ago at Chukchansey Park. So I was waiting for the ricochet back in here possibly. Count at 1-1 to Jesus Bouguerin from Benitez. Here comes the pitch. And that is a fly ball out to center field. Does Benitez have a clean ninth inning? The fly ball is caught, and yes, he does. We had the bottom of the ninth. It's all Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready for another unforgettable
Forgettable Week of Baseball and Entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Top or bottom of the ninth inning, I should say. Bottom of the ninth inning. 8-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth inning. As the Grizzlies, three outs away, and Sergio Sanchez will take over on the bump. A new left fielder for Fresno is E.J. Andrews Jr. Staying at second base is Luis Mendez here in the bottom of the ninth. Sergio Sanchez's first pitch to Jackson Feltner is on its way. And it's inside the count at 1-0. Again, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 1-0 from Sanchez. A breaking ball called a strike. The count at 1-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes the 1-1. And in the dirt count now at 2-0. And when you're up 8-0, Sanchez, who's a very good pitcher, it's tough because he's known for pitching in tight situations. Now, in an 8-run lead, we'll see if Sanchez can throw some strikes here and just finish this game. Here comes the 2-1. That's inside. Now 3-0. The Grizzlies looking for a big win tonight. Here on September 1st, open up the month of September. Here comes the 3-1, and that's a high pop-up, and it will go foul. Count now at 3-2. Here on September 1st, and I'm glad you could join us. Big thanks to all of our partners tonight. As here comes the 3-2, and that's a fly ball out to right field, but playable. Amaral is there, and he will make the catch for the out. One away, so here comes this is the pitcher in Johan Benitez, who was in right field initially. So Benitez will hit here, the switch hitter. As here's the pitch from Sanchez, it's low, the count at 1-0, as we give you a score update between Modesto and Inland Empire, and the Modesto Nuts have won 11 in a row. They scored a run in the eighth inning. As that swung on a miss, now 0-2. So Modesto wins. Once again, they have won 11 in a row. An RBI single from Freddy Bautista in the eighth innings. That swung on and missed. Sergio Sanchez is actually one ball, two strikes. So Modesto, another close game. They win 2-1 tonight. Riley Davis now 8-0. So Grizzlies winning 8-0. Looking to keep it at two games. Here comes the 1-2 from Sanchez. And it is flied foul. Count remains at 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2. Sanchez winds and deals. That is high. Count at two balls and two strikes. The fans here enjoying a Friday night game. Here comes the 2-2. From Sanchez. And a ground ball up the middle. There's Jorge. Jorge off balance throw, and they got him. What a play again. Deion Jorge's had himself a defensive game. Two outs. As here comes Christopher Torin. Deion Jorge has made spectacular play after spectacular play. Are you kidding me? Wow. So now two outs here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies an out away from a shutout win. Here comes the pitch. And it's low. The count at one ball and no strikes. Fresno would have taken three of the first four in this series. They're going to have to keep winning if Modesto keeps winning. Here comes the 1-0. And it's in the dirt and it goes off the mask of Carrig. The count now at one ball and one strike. And Carrig did not like how that ball hit him in the mask. Sergio Sanchez trying to end this game. The bullpen's been fantastic. Just five hits tonight. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that's a ball as well from Sanchez. Here comes the pitch. And that's inside, and that is a two-out walk to Torin. Life here for Visalia. Just a third walk by Fresno pitching. Here's Jeremiah Boyd, 1-for-3. E.J. Andrews Jr. in left field. Luis Mendez at second. Sanchez trying to finish this game off here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Fresno scored in five of their nine innings tonight. Here's a pitch from Sanchez. That's a good pitch. Counted 0-1. Right in the zone from the right-hander. And Sergio Sanchez, 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 0-1 from Sanchez to Boyd. And it's a high chopper. And who else? Deion Jorge over to second. And that will do it. The Grizzlies, a shutout win to start September. And the Grizzlies have taken three of the first four games of this series. The Grizzlies with tonight's 8-0 win. As we said, it was a shutout, their sixth of the season, and their first since July 9th. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Visalia, California here at Valley Strong Ballpark for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Visalia Rawhide 8-0, their sixth shutout win of the year. The Grizzlies now improved to 75-49 overall, 39-19 here in the second half. Visalia now 48-76. They are 25-33 here in the second half. Fresno, 8 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Visalia, no runs on 5 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Caleb Franzen, 4-5. The losing pitcher is Wyatt Wendell, now 4-10. No save. And the attendance, 2,303. We're waiting for the official scoring when it comes to the time of game. We have some disagreements on the time of game tonight. But the Grizzlies, they never stopped from the very beginning. Fresno, they drew tonight 9 walks. They had 8 hits and 9 walks tonight. And the Grizzlies took advantage with 4 of them in the first inning. Wyatt Wendell didn't even get out of the first inning. A bases loaded walk to Daniel Amaral started the scoring in Fresno. After that, never looked back. A 2-run homer from Jake Snyder in the second made it 3-0. And then Aiden Longwell made it 5-0 in the fourth after a 2-RBI single with 2 strikes and 2 outs in the inning. The Grizzlies, the sacrifice fly from Jesus Bugarin, made it 6-0 in the fifth. They added 2 final runs in the seventh on an RBI single from Andy Perez. And another sacrifice fly from Jesus Bugarin. He had 2 sacrifice flies tonight. It's the Grizzlies, they scored 8 runs and their pitching staff did the rest. Caleb Franzen, 6 scoreless innings, tying a career high in innings pitched. 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Austin Becker, Davis Palermo, and Sergio Sanchez. 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. All 3 courtesy of Austin Becker. On the other side for Visalia, tough night for them. They had just 5 hits overall. Johan Benitez, he had 2 hits, and he pitched a scoreless inning as well for the Rawhide. Also a hit from Drew Jones. Jose Fernandez, and a hit as well from Jeremiah Boyd. For their pitching, Wendell, as we said, did not get out of the first inning. Luis Tejada, Josmer Alvarez, and Logan Clayton all eating some innings up. But Kyle Ament, And Johan Benitez, who we said was a position player, they were great. 2 1/3 innings. Amend struck out all 4 batters he faced in that contest. So the Rawhide, they have some low pitching remaining out of their pen for the rest of this series as the Grizzlies win tonight 8-0. And they've taken 3 of the first 4 games of the series with Modesto's 2-1 win tonight. The Grizzlies, who have won 3 of 4, Modesto's won 11 in a row. They still hold a 2-game lead in the division. But now there's only 8 games left, including 6 against Modesto. So that brings us to tomorrow night where the Grizzlies have to keep winning. They give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco, a 7-2 record, a 4.39 ERA. Pacheco, one of the best left-handers, not only for the Grizzlies, but in the California League. He gets the ball just 20 years old. And then right-hander Landon Sims from the SEC, an 0-2 record, a 7.45 ERA, one of the top prospects in the Rawhide and Diamondback system. He is 6'2", 227 pounds. He went to Mississippi State. Sims gets the ball for the Rawhide, the Diamondback's top 30 prospect. So Pacheco and Sims tomorrow, a 6:30 p.m. Pacific time first pitch, pregame at 6:15 p.m. on September 2nd. So that will wrap it up tonight. So the Grizzlies win 8-0, their 6th shutout win of the year, and the Grizzlies have now taken 3 of the first 4 of the series. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.